Today on Real Life Radio.
I believe that you'll be galvanized against deception in the last days. If you know what Bible doctrine teaches, especially in the light of prophecy, because why? The Bible over and over again warns that in the last days, false prophets and false teachers are coming. And you can expose them if you know the truth.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, in our desire to pursue God, we often find ourselves wondering how to do it in this fast-paced world. Well, I think our current featured resource is really going to help. It's called The Pursuit of God, a beloved classic by the late pastor and evangelist A.W. Tozer. The Pursuit of God is the fruit of Tozer's spiritual exploration into the essence of God's nature, and it'll help you on your own journey towards God. With well over 1 million copies sold, recapture the radiant wonder that comes from having faith in Christ and a desire for God above all. The Pursuit of God is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God at the highest possible level of fulfillment.
The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it.
The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Futures with the message titled, What We Know for Sure, Part 1. Now, this series is a study in what the Bible says about heaven, about the future, and why it really matters in our lives today. You see, the Bible delivers the promise of things to come. With great confidence and peace, the followers of Christ can take comfort in Bible prophecy. Global news has overwhelming indicators that Jesus is returning soon, and we need to get ready. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that in our overview of the Bible, the future has two distinct endings. The end here on earth causes a beginning in eternity. So as followers of Christ, we don't need to be troubled or afraid. Now with his message called What We Know for Sure, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
We're looking at our study of futures, and we're now going into, I'm going to ask you to be patient with me. We are now going into what will be a two-part argument today and next Sunday regarding the fact that what do we know for sure? We're asking a question, or maybe we're making a statement. You'll have to pick. Should we put a question mark at the end of that, or should we put an exclamation point at the end of that? But what do we know for sure? You could say, what do we know for sure is this? Or you could be asking the question in a very unstable and very deceiving age in which you and I are living in, what do we know for sure? Now, it all depends on how you place it and what it sounds like. So today we are going to be commencing a study that is going to incorporate us looking at or being conscious or aware of the fact that I believe from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, that around the world, people are turning their eyes toward God. All around the world right now, the conversation is people are talking about America, all around the world, and the news headlines prove it. All around the world, people are talking about Israel right now like never before, and for good reason. And all around the world right now, and has been the case, and it's increasing right now, the world is talking about war. God, America, Israel, and the specter of war. This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to ask you to stand in reverence of the reading of God's word. I'm going to ask you to follow along, look on, watch on, as today we are going to be using portions of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, because of the timeliness. And I'm going to really encourage you, don't miss next week, because that's when the bow is going to be put on top. I'm going to read this to you. You just look on if you would. Ezekiel chapter 38, beginning at verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, turn and face Gog, G-O-G, of the land of Magog, the prince who rules over the nations of Meshach, Tubal, and prophesy against him. Him being a personal pronoun is, by the way, Gog, G-O-G. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Gog, I am your enemy. That's not a good day. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws to lead you out with your whole army, your horses and your charioteers in full armor and a great horde armed with shields and swords. Verse 5, Persia, or Iran today, Ethiopia and Libya will join you too with all their weapons. Gomer and all its armies will also join you, along with the armies of Beth Togomar from the distant north and many others. Verse 7, get ready, be prepared. Keep all the armies around you mobilized. This is God speaking to this political military leader that goes by the title. Gog, G-O-G is a title. So God is admonishing him and exhorting him. You better be ready and you better be prepared. Keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, so that was about 570 BC when this was written, you will be called into action. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be enjoying peace after recovering from war and desolation. A people who have returned from many nations to the mountains of Israel. You and all your allies, a vast and awesome army, will roll down on them like a storm and cover the land like a cloud. Thus says the Lord God, at that time evil thoughts will come to your mind, and you will devise a wicked scheme. You will say, Israel is unprotected, an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. I will go to those formerly desolate cities that are now filled with people who have returned from, listen to this, from exile from many nations. I will capture vast amounts of plunder, for the people are rich with livestock and other possessions now, a people who think they dwell in safety. But Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask. So this is God now speaking. Nations are going to say something. By the way, Sheba and Dedan is the dwelling region today of the landmass of Saudi Arabia. And the merchants, plural, of Tarshish would be the native neighborhood of those that make up the Isles of Britain and Spain, or the Western states or nations. That's where that region of the world, as Tarshish, has always been. So this is a quite timely announcement. He says that Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask, do you really think the armies you have gathered can rob them of silver and gold? Do you think you can drive away their livestock and seize their goods and carry off plunder? By the way, that's all they do, is that they file a UN resolution. They just say it. They don't do anything about it. Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. When my people are living in peace in their land, the land of Israel, then you will arouse yourself and you will come from your homeland in the far distant north with your vast cavalry and mighty army. And you will attack my people Israel, covering the land like a cloud. At that time in the distant future, I will bring you against my land as everyone watches. And my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you. Next, O Gog, then all the nations will know. The word is awaken, or become awakened to the fact that I am the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, your word of power and truth. How awesome is this? We can stop any Jew on the streets, anywhere in the world, and read to them from their prophet Ezekiel, asking them, has this ever happened before? And they all agree, that has never happened before. This is not some distant prophecy that was somehow performed in some typology or by some silly little play. This is your sovereign word spoken by the sovereign Lord, and it is yet to happen. And so God, show us the times and the age in which we live in and how close this event on God's prophetic timeline really is. For we ask it in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated, church. You can be seated. As we continue on in this overview of what the Bible teaches about future events, it is incredibly powerful to realize that when we open up the Bible, a book that the world, an unbelieving world, views as some old, dusty book, that when it comes alive to them by its presentation through preaching and teaching, things happen. Something happens. I'm reminded of last week. You cannot engineer this. You cannot explain this. How was it that last week that a child of 10 years of age hears the message, who I thought they would be in children's ministry, but mom and dad held them in here. They heard the message that was preached to you. They wanted to get saved at the end of the message, and then also a man of some 71 years of age as well. How does that happen? There's no explanation for it, but the power of God's word. You can't do that. You can't make that happen in business. You can't make that happen in some sort of marketing campaign. How do we sell this to 10-year-old kids and also 71-year-olds? I mean, isn't it obvious that when you watch TV commercials now, everything is about suing the people whose commercials talked you into taking their drugs? Have you noticed? Take our drugs. Take our drugs. Your elbow will feel better. Your head might fall off, but your elbow will feel better. Read the fine print. And then you take it, you know, to stop a cough. You take their medicine, but then you go blind. And then they say, well, you don't cough anymore, do you? No, I don't, but I went blind. Well, you said you didn't want to cough. You took our drugs. And then the next commercial is, have you experienced severe disablement from the medications thus and so? Sue! One group says, buy, and the next group says, sue. And it's all about this dynamic of trying to reach, and notice, it's always an older culture. Not much culture on TV anymore reaches the young people. It's all about your elbow, and it's all about going to the bathroom. It's all about this other stuff. But the world is targeting those who've got the money or the insurance to do something about it. You know what Jesus does? Jesus targets all people, all who are searching. And he goes after the young. You know why? Because if they yield their heart to Jesus Christ, he can spare them a lot of grief from this world. He gives them wisdom and guidance. Yes, let's be honest. Jesus said, do not forbid the little children to come to me, because he loves them. God is talking about us living in the last days and how we are to identify the last days. And we can do that, church, without being flamboyant and bizarre about it. That's why God gave Bible prophecy. By the way, I'm a strong believer in this. I may be the only one who believes this, but I'm convinced of it, so don't try to talk me out of it. That if you understand true biblical prophecy in a deep, conservative, theological sense, as you ought, that's why I'm a big fan of Dr. John Wolvered. He's in heaven now, but you ought to read everything he's written. You'll never get goofy if you read what he's written. Then I believe that you'll be galvanized against deception in the last days. If you know what Bible doctrine teaches, especially in the light of prophecy, because why? The Bible over and over again warns that in the last days, false prophets and false teachers are coming. And you can expose them if you know the truth. And the Bible says, and we read it a moment ago, that there's going to be this one called Gog. It's a remarkable word. We'll look at it both a little bit today and next week together. Gog, G-O-G. It is a title. It's not a person's name. It is a title. And the word in Hebrew means that whoever this person is, that he is a ruler of a nation, singular. He holds the power of both being the ruler of the nation in politics and at the same time, all of its military. It's different than the United States. We have a division. I think we still do. I'm not sure. A division of the halls or the channels of power. We have an executive branch, a legislative branch, and a judicial branch. By the way, that our founding fathers took out of the Old Testament where it's spoken there. And so we have that, but not all nations have that. And to give you an example, Russia is a nation that fits exactly right now with the definition of Gog. It means that it has a leader. He has absolute authority over the politics and the military. Complete. And that's a very important thing because it talks to us about him being the leader of a certain geographical area that in Genesis chapter 10 and 11, that's a note you ought to write down, or a reference you ought to write down in your note-taking. How do you know for sure that what I'm going to be teaching you is right? Go to Genesis 10 and 11, and you're going to learn about these names, the table of nations it's known, and you're going to see who and where these people dwell. This man rules over that people group. And oh, by the way, from Jerusalem. I don't want to make an assumption here. You all need to know that when the Bible talks from Genesis to Revelation about geography, the Bible has what is known to the Bible, to the biblical reader, what is the center of the map or the center of the globe. The center of the globe is not in the middle. I know it's going to be hard for you to take. Listen, the center of the globe is not California. Look, it's not America. You know, you can always tell when you're buying a map that's made in the Western world, the United States is in the middle. It's funny because when you go to the Middle East and buy a map, Israel's always in the middle. That is a biblical map. According to God, the center of this world is not only Israel, it's Jerusalem. So when the Bible says north, south, east, and west, it's from Jerusalem. Always in the Bible.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
If you, according to the scripture, it says here that this leader will bring his army from the far distant north. The word in Hebrew means he's going to bring an army from a region that is so far north, you can't go any further north. If you do, you're going to start going south. So you want to draw a line on your globe, on your map, with a little piece of thread or yarn. Put it on Jerusalem and go to either magnetic or true north, and it doesn't matter. You're going to go through the last distant nation that's at the top, and it just happens to be today this place called Russia. And that's important because we'll see why in these next 2 weeks. So I want to show you a map about that, maybe a couple of maps as we look at this. So you see exactly that center map. According to the Bible, we're talking about this military political leader, Gog. And Ezekiel's going to go on to tell us, we'll probably touch on that more next week, that he is the prince of Rosh, right? Meshach and Tubal. And Rosh, depends on how you pronounce it, don't think that scholars and Bible teachers assume that Rosh or Rosh sounds so much like Russia that it must be, that must be the meaning, and it's a default out of sloppy study. No, it's actually the location. It just so happens that in our modern world, Russia is the region. By the way, you guys ought to take note of this. The Bible says that in the last days, two things would have to be a prerequisite to this battle taking place in the Bible in Ezekiel 38. And number one is that Israel would have to be back in their land. Yes. Is that amazing?
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, we'll be teaching more on this, but you might say, Israel, that's ridiculous. Of course, Israel. Israel's the only nation ever in the history of man that was a nation, then it ceased to be a nation, and then all of its people came back to its land to become a nation a second time. No other country in the history of man has ever done that. And the Bible says that's exactly what would happen. And we're going to cover those scriptures in the next 2 weeks, so don't miss it. So this one is going to come out of, he is the commander, the chief over this region of Rosh, Meshach and Tubal. In that region of Meshach and Tubal, next slide, please. We'll kind of toggle back and forth. Look at this. Meshach, Tubal, ancient tribal names of what is today Russia. Keep this in mind. So Israel had to be in the land, right? And Rosh God in his goodness takes us back to its tribal meanings and locations. What I mean to say is this, church, is that, do you remember a beloved California governor who became president said in Berlin, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And little did that man know that his utterance was probably conducted by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the prophecies of the Bible announced to us that it wouldn't be the Soviet Union that would come against Israel in the last days. It would have to be Russia. Interesting. That's very important. And these names, we'll learn about these names. You see, these names that are listed and given out, these are by scholars, these are by publication companies. Some of them debate some of these locations. For example, Sheba and Dedan. You can see Dedan to the north, it's beige of Israel. Sheba down to the south, you know it today as Saudi Arabia. You all know this, especially if you have any Iranian friends or neighbors. They will not let you get away with calling them Iranians. Oh, so where are you from? They'll tell you where they... Exactly. We're from Persia. What? That's right. No, we're from Persia. You mean you're Iranian? No, we're Persians. They're very proud of that. And I would be too, by the way. If I was an Iranian, I would say, nope, I'm Persian. Because many of the Persians are not proud of their Iranian nation that has been really something since... around and about 1979. No, they want to be Persians. And let's remember, when we talk about Persia, we're talking about a Bible land in the scripture, Persia. So you look at this map right now. You see Togarmah, the house of Togarmah, is predominantly the region of Turkey today, and a little bit expansive in the sense that it slowly drifts up and fades away into what is Romania or Ukraine today, known as the regions of Gomer in the Bible. Remarkable things. Mentioned here in scripture. All of a sudden, the ancient past begins to come alive when God begins to move in Bible prophecy. And that which was old, dusty, and confusing to us begins to wake us up. And that's a very important truth. Jesus said regarding all things, remember in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. So when you're hearing this message, you should get excited. So I don't know why you get excited. Look, with what's coming, you can either get run over by it, or you can understand that God has spoken to you about these things, and you can get excited about it. Because, by the way, it's a big difference. It's a big difference on how you understand or how you view Bible prophecy with this beautiful caveat built into it. It's a verse I think I've been using almost every week during this series. Luke 21:36, Jesus says to us, "Be always on the watch. Pray that you may escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." That is at his coming, his appearing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called What We Know For Sure, Part 1. Thanks for joining us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scriptures from the Bible and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey, you guys, we know for a fact now, having just started in the futures with you, that this study is starting to have an effect on people, and we're grateful. And so, number one, we want to encourage you to keep going. Number two, let us know. You can reach out to us at jackhibbs.com and just let us know that you are going through on Real Life Radio this now rather amazing series as it walks you through the Word of God regarding the topics in which you and I are living today. So we'd love to hear from you at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And send us a note and let us know that you're out there.
Hey, would you like a resource that shows you how God himself can nourish your soul? Not with just mere words, but by truly living in his presence. Discover how our current featured resource called The Pursuit of God by the famous Christian author A.W. Tozer can transform your way of thinking about God. And we've made it available for a gift of any amount on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.